Hello everyone, this is Katharina and I want to welcome you to our free energy healing event. Today we're gonna work with shame. Thank you so much for sending me some suggestions because I was already running out of ideas, but today we're gonna do shame. So as always, I like to start just acknowledging you from wherever you're calling in, and we are usually a very international crowd. We have a lot of people from California, Florida, lots from the USA, Australia, Japan, also someone, and Norway. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Shame is a really interesting energy to work with because when we feel shame, usually what happens is we tend to hide, right? When we are ashamed of something, our body language also shows this, that usually we're not really expanded. We make ourselves a little bit smaller. And you can also see this in children. Often grown-ups do this as well. When we are ashamed, we put our hand on our mouth to cover it. So it's all about not being seen when we feel ashamed. There are lots of reasons why you can feel shame or carry shame within you. Of course, if this is something that you experienced in the past as a child, when this was something your family used to do, shame you for things, you're a bad girl, bad boy, and you heard that a lot, you can really internalize this feeling that there is something not right with you, there's something wrong with you. Or maybe you have experienced shame because you feel that there is something wrong with you, even though other people wouldn't see it like that. For example, maybe you have like a skin disease that for other people is not a real big issue, but for you, it's very hard because all your thoughts, they're very fixated on it. So you make it bigger in your mind and then you feel ashamed of it. Or you might have done something in the past that you are ashamed of now, and today or now with more information you would have maybe acted differently. So whatever it is or whatever the reason is, the feeling of shame, it has a vibration. Like everything in the universe has a vibration. Our bodies, they're made up of energies. And we usually work here in this energy healing with the chakra system, where we have these energy centers along the midline, and they give energy to the surrounding organs. And each energy center also has an emotional theme. For example, the heart chakra is usually connected with the feeling of love, generosity. And the feeling of shame is usually what I've seen in, you know, doing the energy readings and doing the medical intuitive readings. Shame is very often held in the second chakra. So the second chakra is the pelvis chakra. Of course, if there was sexual shaming, then you would hold this there too, in the second chakra. But in general, shame is held there. So what I'm going to do is, or what we're going to do is, we want to start clearing out some of the shame you're carrying today. And the way this works is, if I'm going to say it again, I'm not sure if you have been part of this healing, but if you're new, I want to explain real quick how we're going to do this. So I will first ask you to go into that feeling of shame. And then I want you to notice where you feel it in your body. Maybe you feel it in the sacral chakra and the pelvis, but it could be really anywhere. It could be another area in your body. Or maybe you cannot locate it, like saying, oh, I feel it right here, but you just feel this over a sense of shame. That's fine too. And then I'm going to ask you to rate the sensation of what you're feeling and how much you're experiencing it on a scale from 0 to 10, 10 being the strongest. After that, I'm going to do the first round of healing, so we're probably going to do two rounds. And while I do the healing, I want you to focus on something else. So not necessarily go into the energy of shame, because I've realized doing these healings is when you really focusing on it, it's like you're holding it there energetically. So it usually tends to clear faster if you can let your mind think about something else. Some people like to think about an event that they had that they really enjoyed, or something positive, uplifting. But if that's not possible for you, you can just relax, but also open yourself to the healing energy. The energy doesn't come from me. It's a universal energy field. And I think we should just start. Let's do this. So the plan for today, as I said, I want to do two rounds of healing, and then I want to show you a quick technique that's super simple but very effective to strengthen that chakra, the second chakra. Okay, so let's start. And I want you to close your eyes right now and just take a few deep breaths into your chest. You just want to center yourself, relax. And I want you right now to think about the energy of shame. How did this affect you, or how does it affect you? What do you do, or what don't you do because of it? How would you act and be, or how would you act differently if you didn't have the feeling of shame in you, or if that were gone? How would you feel if the energy of shame wouldn't affect you anymore? Who would you become if that energy was just gone and you didn't have any more resonance with it, knowing that was something in the past, and that you've moved on from it, and that you grew and learned from it, but that you chose to embody and be someone else? Let's just take a moment right now and imagine yourself in the future. Who would you be? What would you do? Okay, so now I want you to locate, where in your body do you feel it? Is there a place in your body where you feel it? When you think about it, when you go into the emotion or the energy of it, is there maybe a constriction somewhere, or numbness, or a feeling like you want to space out? And then I want you to rate this sensation on a level from 0 to 10, 10 being the strongest. What's your number? Don't worry about getting the number right, so just the first thing that intuitively comes to you is fine. Great. So take a deep breath in right now. And exhale. I want to do first the first round of clearing. while I do this, I'm not going to say anything. I want you to focus on something else if you can. Maybe you have a nice memory you can go into. Maybe you just want to relax. And then I'm going to check back with you in a few moments or minutes. And of course, as always, I'm going to include everyone here who's going to listen to this healing event on the recording. You can also connect to the field of energy, because the energy we're working with is timeless. Okay, so I'm going to say it. So we have it in the field. We are clearing the energy of shame out. We're going to send it back to the light so that you can feel your true essence, your true nature that is completely free of shame, that knows no shame, so that you can feel your soul and be embodied in your body and start loving your body and start loving yourself even more. Okay, so I'm going to check back with you in a few minutes. Okay, take a deep breath in and exhale and let everything go. Okay, so now I want you to check back again with yourself, with your body. Do you still feel shame in your body? Where is it? What's the number? Rate it again on a scale from 0 to 10. Just notice if it has dropped. Maybe it has dropped a lot. Maybe it has dropped a little. maybe has not dropped. Just notice right now. Okay, so we're gonna now do another round. And I know this is not the easy part for you because I ask you to go back and forth. I know that's sometimes a little bit difficult to do. But I want you to right now just come back, come back to the present moment. Maybe you were thinking about past events that happened that made you feel like there is shame in you. But right now, come just back to the present moment. And also tell your body, tell yourself, okay, this has been in the past. Today is a new day. Today I'm letting it go. It doesn't serve me anymore. I've learned what I've needed to learn from this energy of shame. But now I'm ready to move on. I'm ready to let it go and create a new life for me. Okay? And I'm going to now do another round. So just relax or think about something uplifting, and I check back with you in a few minutes. Okay, take a deep breath in and exhale. So that was, I could feel the energy really strongly. I'm not sure about you, but I could. And okay, I want you to one more time think about it, check in with your body. Is it still there? Where is it? What's the number? Okay, so hopefully you have your number by now. Ideally, of course, it's a zero, right? If it's a one, that would be fine too, because usually it works, the energy works itself through the body, so it might take a little bit. Know that you can go back to this recording. I'm going to send this out for tomorrow. I'm sending it out tomorrow, and then you can connect to the energy field again by listening to it. So you definitely can do this. If it's anything above two, I would do it. I would definitely do it again. Okay, so I'm just seeing right now that most people actually are using the phone to call in. If you're on the webcast and you have a question or you want to share your experience, because I always love hearing from you and I love to get some feedback, please do so now, because there's some lag time until I get your message. If you are on the phone, you can communicate and talk to me if you want. I think you have to press star 2 to raise your hand, and I will take your call. And in the meantime, I would like to show you something. It's super simple. It works very well. It's a type of meditation technique that will help you clear your chakra and also increase the energy in it, or basically increase the vibration of it. If you think about it as, you know, an energy center, so there's energy in there, every energy is in, it moves, right? It's a vibration. The energies of love, compassion, gratitude, appreciation, those are very, very high vibrations. You know, we usually feel really good when we feel those emotions. Shame, of course, has a very low vibration. You can feel it, right? Everything constricts. So in order to help your body clearing and even increase the energy in the chakra, what you can do, and I think we should do this together right now, so I'm going to guide you through. It's very simple. So what you do first is you connect to your heart. So connecting means to the heart chakra. You just focus on the center of your chest. And then you can also imagine breathing in and out through the heart in a non-forced way, very gently and without effort. And then you go into an emotion. And that's where it takes a little bit of practice. The emotion of a high vibration, like love, gratitude, compassion, appreciation. So whichever, or joy is also very high vibration. Which one can you pick that you can connect to easily? For me, it's gratitude. So when I do this, gratitude is easier for me to do, you know, than going into the vibration of unconditional love immediately. That's maybe a little bit harder. But gratitude, you can think about all the things you're grateful for, the people, of course, the experiences you made, the abundance you have in your life. When When I feel it, the gratitude, I can always immediately feel my heart opening. So that's really that's what you want to look for, right? That feeling when it just feels good. Same with appreciation and love, of course. And then when you can feel it, maybe just a little bit. You don't need to feel it like full on, but just a little bit. Then just focus on that little bit that you're feeling right now. And then allow it, and I say allow on purpose. So it's a passive thing. You don't want to push anything. You're going to allow that feeling to expand just a little bit now and then even more. Ideally, you can feel it now a little bit. And when you can, just focus on the feeling in your heart. So you're gonna do two things now together. You're gonna focus on your feeling in the heart, and then also, so you're gonna stay in the emotion of whatever you're feeling, the uplifting emotion, and then you're gonna also focus on your pelvis chakra. So second chakra. In the middle of the pelvis. Sustain that by good vibration and focus on that energy center. Of course, you don't feel it. You can't really feel it that well. Or maybe you can. But you know it's there in the middle of your pelvis. That's all you need to do. Because you're doing two things here. You are raising your vibration by going into a very good feeling and into heart feeling, to one of these high vibrational emotions. And at the same time, you're putting your attention on the second chakra. And the energy flows where attention goes. So when you do this and you stay in that good feeling, focus on your second chakra. That second chakra is picking up that vibration immediately. So it's like you're infusing your second chakra with very high vibrations. And remember that shame is a very low vibration. And by doing so, you're changing the vibration in the chakra. When you have very high vibration in the chakra, that you cannot feel any shame. It's not possible. It's only when the vibration is low in there. Okay, so I'm going to just check if someone... No questions. Oh, there's some questions. Oh, there's very nice. From Anne, she writes, thank you so much for these healings. Oh, so sweet. Such a beautiful gift. Deeply appreciated. Thank you. Also... got a few more. Thank you. Thank you so much for participating. Gillian, I will email you later on. This is something that's not related to the energy of shame. If you have any questions that are not related to what we're doing today, please email me through my site. And yeah, also, please keep sending me the suggestions because I've been doing this now, I think these healings now for, I think 1.5 years, and I'm literally running out of ideas. So if you have some, please send them to me. And also, if you're going to listen to this later on again in the replay, at the end of the bottom, there is also a link to my website where you can take a look. I have professional recordings also of past energy clearings. They're very nicely recorded, and also guided meditations. I just recently added some of them, and you might want to check those out. Okay, so thank you so much again for participating. Hope you enjoyed it. And I I'm looking forward to connecting with you next month again. So thank you again and have a good rest of the day or rest of the evening or rest of the night. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.